Malachim Aleph Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chaf Zayin. So the Baal prophets, priests, have chosen their bull, put it up on top of a big bunch of wood. No fire is coming. They are praying. They are crying out. They are, I believe, it says a little bit later, cutting themselves. They do everything that they possibly can to try to get the Baal to answer. Some of them, no doubt, realize very well that the Baal is never going to answer. But nevertheless, they're putting on a show. Rabbi Alex Israel says Klal Yisrael might have been getting bored by the afternoon, and therefore Eliyahu undertakes to entertain them. I don't know if boredom is necessarily implied by the text. But nevertheless, they're watching and watching and watching, and nothing is happening. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. What is interesting is one of the very last words that we said in the previous Pasuk above, Vayifaschu ala Mizbeach. They are dancing around on the Mizbeach. That is not a coincidence that the same word that Eliyahu used earlier for Klal Yisrael's refusal to commit, Ad Mosai Atem Poschim al Shtei Asiipin, is the exact same word. That same word, dancing, or flitting about. So they're seeing the consequences of their Poschim. Are these Vayifaschu, Nevi'e Habal, to no avail? Vayivatzarayim, and it was in the afternoon by now, Vayihatel bohem Eliyahu. And so Eliyahu mocked them. Eliyahu ridiculed them. And there's a saying among the Chazal that ridiculing somebody is never permitted. It's one of the most sacrilegious things that one can do. The most undercutting things one can do to somebody else, to a leader, to a gadol chas v'shalom, to another person, is to, one sarcastic word can undo years of good that a person has done. Lahavdil, and not an example because he's necessarily the most admirable person on earth, but Joe Biden has been a senator, a representative, a member of government since the 1980s. 40 years of his life he has dedicated to the service of the people. Whatever you want to say about him, whatever you want to say about any politician. But you have to say that he's done a lot of positive things. But nevertheless, a little bit of ridicule undoes everything and makes him look like a nincompoop. And that's the thing about sarcasm. So the Chazal tell us not to act in such a way, which of course for Jews is very difficult, I said sarcastically. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, when it comes to mocking direct anti-Hashem activities, that is permitted. And Eliyahu proves that here, sharp tongue. So Eliyahu says, Vayomer kiru v'kol gadol, call out in a very loud voice. You guys, you got to get a little bit louder. Hecher, hecher. He raises his hands. Louder, louder. Ki Elohim hu. He's a god. Ki siach v'chi siglo. Well, you know how it is. You might not be listening. Maybe he's in the middle of a conversation. So you got to be louder. You got to interrupt this conversation, which is ridiculous. Baal isn't an actual being, but maybe he's in the middle of a conversation. Or maybe v'chisiglo. Maybe he's out perambulating. Some translate it as maybe he's pursuing his enemies. Right? Maybe he's traveling. Pursuits. V'chiderechlo, or he's on the road. You know how it is. It's a out-of-work email. Louder. Ulai yoshenu v'yikot. Maybe he's asleep. Maybe he'll wake up. Oh, boy. He's a sound sleeper when he takes a nap. Or maybe when he takes a long trip, he gets very tired. Maybe he's attending to his own business. He can't take care of his worshipers. So he's leading them from one level of imperfection to another one. Right? First, he's having a conversation. Then he's chasing after his enemies. So, that's a noble pursuit. Then he's taking a spazier. Now he's sleeping. One level to another level to another level of how the Baal is just a ridiculous concept and how it is a non-existent concept. Wake him up. Get the vekker. Bang on some pots. So, unfortunately for the Nevi'e HaBaal, their arsenal is relatively empty. So they did exactly what Eliyahu had mocked them to do, only they did it louder. Chav ches, vayikar'u b'kol gadol. So they started screaming out in a very loud voice, as if they hadn't been already.
And they're running out of energy.
They're running out of juice. They're screaming louder and louder, says Mitzudas David. And while they're at it, Vayiskodu Dukamishpatam. And so they cut themselves, as was according to their custom. Losis go to do, says the Torah in Sefer Dvarim. We are not allowed to cut ourselves for Avodah Zarah. There's therefore some discussion about what happens. Chas v'shalom, you have teens who do cutting and such. But if it's not for Avodah Zarah, maybe it's not that lav at least. But these guys did this as a religious rite. Bacharavos, with swords. Uvaramachim, with spears. I hope they sterilized them first. Get a little gangrene. Ad shefach dam aleihem, until blood spurted upon them. Gross. Choftes vayhi kavor hatzaharayim. And so it was that the entire afternoon passed by. Vayisnab'u ad la'los hamincha. And they, quote, unquote, prophesied, which at this point, you know, all of the screaming in the world isn't doing anything. They raved, they chanted. Targum says, they did their shtus until the time of the mincha, until high afternoon, the time of the Karban Tamid. And there was no sound, and there was no response. And this is a deep one last word that the Nach throws in, and there was no listener. There was nobody paying attention to them. So obviously there was no God to pay attention to them. He wasn't there in the first place. But the Malm says, Shaha'am lo hikshivu al nivuasan, hakozevis. Not even a member of the audience was listening anymore. Because, says Mitzudas David, the Baal doesn't exist. He's not listening. Says Malm, the people are not listening. Says the Shmos Rabbah, the Medrash, Hashem brought silence to the area. Because this way there would be no confusion that there is a kind of unnatural waiting moment. And this is what Eliyahu has been waiting for. Now it's his turn. And so Eliyahu is going to perform one of the great demonstrations of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Jewish history, as we'll see next.